I'll just be sharing with you while you're eating your food about how God's power touched my life and how God changed my life. And I'm believing God can change your life today. God can arise in your heart and fill your heart with God's love so that you are never the same again. So that when you walk outside, you'll say, wow, God is greater. He is the best. God is mighty. God is wonderful. I'm going to love him because he loves me first. God loves you first. Now, what changed my life was when I was 16 years old, I got invited to go to a Christian youth camp. And I didn't want to go because I didn't know those people, but I was encouraged to go there. And when I got there Friday evening, a man was sharing his life story, how God had delivered him out of alcohol and drugs. Both of his grandfathers basically died of alcohol poisoning. They drank themselves to death because of their love of alcohol. And he was on that same path until God touched him and saved him and delivered him, and he became a youth pastor. And he came and visited this youth group, and he was sharing about how God's mighty power touched him. And as he was sharing, it was like a strong pressure came upon my chest. And I was thinking, what is this? Maybe God or an angel is touching me. Maybe this is my time. Maybe today God is calling me. And it just kept getting stronger and stronger as he kept preaching. I was thinking, when is he going to stop preaching? Anyway, at the end, he said, if you need prayer, you come forward. We'll pray for you. And I just knew I had to go forward. And as soon as I got there, I just started crying, deep hard out, deep from my heart. I couldn't stop crying for more than half an hour. Deepest cries. And I was wondering why. I didn't really know why. Except God was releasing me from something. He was releasing me from a spirit of death. For a long time, I had been suicidal, thought my life was hopeless, and I was bound up with that bondage. Every time something went wrong, there was that suicide stronghold in my mind. And when I went forward, when my eyelashes were blinking incredibly fast, I could see this bright shining light. And when he prayed for me, it was like electricity and power that just went right through my body like a wave. Whoosh! And just the power of the Holy Spirit went through me. At that time, I never really heard of the Holy Spirit, so I didn't really know the reality of God's power. That opened my spiritual eyes to think, what is the true meaning of life? Suddenly I had a hunger to read the Bible every day. Suddenly I had a desire to know, who is God? Who is this mighty one who touched me? About the next week I saw a man who was delivered from demons. And it's the most terrible demon deliverance I had seen at that time. His whole body twisted up, he went bright red, and he was foaming at the mouth like a dog with rabies. And all this foam was pouring out of his mouth, and the Christians were praying for him. In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of him. The first week was opened my eyes to God's power. The second week it opened my eyes, there's also the devil's power. The devil is trying to stop you from believing in Jesus Christ, from believing in God, from giving your heart to God. And sometimes these evil things, they think that they are your friend and you make alcohol and drugs your friend. But they are your enemies. They want to kill you. Alcohol and drugs want to kill you and destroy you and take you to hell and make you full of demons and full of anger, full of hatred. What have you got to do? You've got to release it. You've got to open your heart to God's love. You've got to say, Jesus, I have sinned against Almighty God. You've got to see how powerful God is. He's the creator of the universe. I want you to know that God is watching you right now. God is looking at you. He's seeing you. And he's saying, my hands are open with my love, calling you to salvation. Come to Jesus. Come to God. God is saying, I paid the price for you. I sent Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. And I know you've heard it 1,000 times, but you haven't let God into your heart. You haven't let him change you. You haven't let him set you free. You're just listening and you're holding back from God. But you've got to say, God, come into my heart. Come and save me. I see here powerful men, powerful women of God. Jesus just took 12 men, fishermen, most of them fishermen, said, come, follow me. And he made them his powerful apostles. How many of you here can be powerful apostles for Jesus Christ? Powerful prophets. You can save New Zealand. We could save New Zealand if we're truly willing to give our hearts to God and say, today, everything's going to change. I'm going to be the friend of God today. I'm going to say, God, yes, I've made a mess of my life, but I'm saying, God, here's my heart. Jesus, take my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come to stay and drive the devil away. So the devil has to go out in Jesus' name. Kick the devil out. He's horrible. He's evil. He's mean. He's nasty. You know, evil is a very terrible thing. It's a very horrible force, evil. And when you're in the grip of the evil, you can be blind sometimes. But Jesus, he wants to open your eyes. He wants you to see the truth. He wants you to be that powerful servant of God. So when that preacher prayed for me and this power went through my body, it changed my life completely. When I was 16, so I started preaching right from when I was 16, 17, preaching outside the nightclubs, mainly up north in Whangarei. And then I started traveling New Zealand too. And I saw at the beginning, I was preaching, and nobody was changing. Preaching, witnessing, and many of them are listening, but not changing. But I'll tell you one thing, after 10, 15 years, I saw many of them in church. And I just want to tell you about one brother, because he reminds me of this brother at the back there with the tattoos over his face, because this brother had that very same, his whole face was covered in the tattoos. And he was outside a nightclub, and I walked up to him. He looked rough and mean. I started sharing the gospel with him, and his heart was soft, and he wanted to listen. And after I'd been sharing with him, I walked away, and then I saw 4 policemen come up and arrest him. But he didn't want to be arrested, and these 4 policemen couldn't get him on the ground. He was too strong for 4 policemen. And the policemen were trying to get him, but he didn't want to go with them. And I just stood there praying for him. God, I want you to save this man. You have to save him. God, save this man. Anyway, he was taken by the police into the cells. And the next day, when I walked into town, I bumped into him. And he walked up to me and he said, I love you. I said, oh, that's a bit strange for a gang member to say to me. And he said it in such a godly way. I know what he was truly saying. He was saying, I love Jesus. He was saying, I love God. I had been preaching to him many times. And he was saying in his heart, I love Jesus. He looked rough and mean on the outside. But in the inside of his heart, he was opening up to God. And I never saw him for about 10 years. And 10 years later, I saw him in church. And I heard him praying the most beautiful prayer that I've ever heard. And then I never saw him again. And then I heard that he had died. He's up there in heaven now with Jesus because he opened his heart. He got delivered. He got set free. He kicked the devil out. Everyone looked at him and thought, he's hopeless. I'm talking about the police and everyone, society looked at him and thought, he's got nothing. But what he had was a beautiful heart. Do you have a beautiful heart? Do you have the love of God in your heart? Do you have something that God sees that maybe nobody else sees? Maybe it's kindness, goodness, compassion, but everyone else just looks at the outside. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. You can have a beautiful heart. Let Jesus into your heart. Say, Jesus, I want to be saved today. Drive out the demons out of me. Let these bondages go in Jesus' name. I accept Jesus Christ today as my Lord and Savior. I'm going to be different. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be powerful. You know, to be a man of God, you have to be strong and powerful. You know, the last 3 days I've been walking up the streets here in Gisborne and handing out my gospel tract. The best people to give gospel tracts to are the Maori people. They're often easier, willing to look at it. When they look at the name of Jesus, they don't run away. But you know, some of the more successful people, they just don't even want to give me 1 second to look at my tract. They just walk away. But you can never judge a person by their outward appearance, because some of them also are beautiful and lovely. So you never know. You never know by the outward appearance. You think, oh, that person won't want to listen to Jesus, but they do. And you say, oh, that person, they're too hard. No, they change. They get saved. So here today is your opportunity to say, yes, Jesus, fill me with your love. Come into my heart. That's why I want to say a prayer now. And you can say this prayer also. It's the prayer of salvation, letting Jesus come into your heart. And it's also to drive away the demons of alcohol, drugs. You know, God is too powerful for those demons. Those demons can go in Jesus' name. If you're addicted to alcohol or drugs, they can be broken by God's love. But you've got to say, Jesus, your love is more tasty than pudding. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, you're giving me the good pudding. But most of all, give me God's love in my heart. Lord, you love me so much that these people are making food for you. Special cake and what is that? Is that some ice cream even? God loves you so much, he's giving you ice cream. So Jesus loves you so much, he wants you to eat at the feast in heaven. You know, at the feast in heaven, all the angels are going to be there. All the believers throughout the ages, all the prophets, all the saved sinners who cried out to God, have mercy on me and save me. There's going to be millions and billions of people enter the kingdom of heaven. But there's also going to be millions and billions who are shut out into the darkness. You know, hell is like a prison, separation from God's love. And that's why we're calling you. Make sure of your salvation. Today is the day of salvation. This is your chance. This is your opportunity to say yes to God. Say, yes, I want to be saved. Be strong, be powerful. Say it in your heart. Say, I want to change. I want to be transformed. I want to be bold. I want to be strong. I want to see this church full. We want revival. We want a move of God. We want a move of God's power. The first Christian team I joined was based in Timaru. And I was just 17 years old, didn't know how to speak. So we called for one preacher. And he was an ex-Black Power leader from Invercargill. And this is his testimony how he became a Christian. He was the leader because he was the biggest, and he was a very large, big, gigantic man. He was huge. So people would follow him because he was so big. One day a person walked up to him on the street and began to say, don't you know Jesus loves you? He didn't want to listen. But tears came to his eyes. And he thought, well, never speak to me again. If you speak to me again about Jesus, I'm not going to leave you alone. You're going to suffer. But the next time the same man came to him, sheared, just a young person, tears came to his eyes. He decided to get on his Harley Davidson and take off. He was running away from God. But I can tell you, when you're riding on your Harley Davidson, you cannot ride away from God. God just follows you. You know, when you leave this place today, God is going to be following you. He's going to be watching you. He's going to be with you. You might be running away from God in your heart, but you have to know that God is right there with you when you're running away from Him. Anyway, he stopped at a pub, and he saw a crazy man inside the pub saying stupid things, and he wanted to deal to this guy. And as he went to give him a punch, the words came out of his mouth. Instead of the punch, the words came out of his mouth, "I love you and I love Jesus." And they both fell to the ground. This is a true story. I heard him speak it many times. And he said that he then heard a voice. And the voice said, "Why have you been fighting against me?" And he said, "Who are you?" And the voice said, "Jesus." At that point of time, around that time, he became a great influence. I just found out recently he had died a few years back in a car crash. I was just thinking, here's another great Maori believer in heaven. The world didn't know him, but God knows him, and he had his time of preaching in New Zealand. And I remember at one school, intermediate school, he preached at. Everyone in that school stood to accept Jesus as their Savior. The world doesn't know about these things, but God has powerful servants who are preaching. You can be one of them. You can be one of them if you just be like him and say, "God, I'm not going to fight against you in my heart any longer. I'm not going to run away from you, Lord God, any longer. Why am I holding on to these worthless sins? They're killing me. Why am I loving that which is killing me?" You know, God created marriage. Marriage is so important. It's holy. Faithfulness in marriage is a beautiful thing. Don't go from relationship to relationship. That's not right. Keep yourself holy for God's holiness. And if you just see the wisdom of God, you can have the blessings of God. You can have a good marriage. You can have a good family. You can be filled with God's love in your family. You can do things right. You can be a success in the eyes of God. So remember this prayer. Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, save me. Doesn't matter how you say it, just say it from your heart. Even as you're walking, even as you're leaving this place, say it in your heart. Jesus, save me. Even as you walk out the door, just say, "Jesus, save me. Fill me with love." God's blessing be with you. God's power be with you. God's word be in your heart. Thank you, Jesus, for every person here. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord. We know that lives are going to be changed in Jesus' name. People are going to be filled with God's love in Jesus' name. People are going to be changed today. Jesus' name. Amen.